Walls of kindness were first seen in Iran last year. People leave spare warm clothes and walls in public places, and those in need are encouraged to take away what they really need, leaving the rest for others. Such walls also began cropping up in more than a dozen Chinese cities as the bitter winter temperatures took hold. The first kindness wall in Xiamen went into operation just ahead of the Spring Festival in an underground passageway, but ran into problems within 24 hours. Chen Jiawei is among the program initiators. He says they received more than 5,000 items of clothes, shoes and blankets in just one day, and the tunnel became overcrowded by the needy people busily choosing and trying on the donated clothes.
The clothes we had prepared earlier had been taken away when we arrived for the second day. There were three or four new items of clothing hung up on each hook, and even more donated items had been piled up on the floor. There wasn't even anywhere to put your feet.
The unexpected chaos triggered concerns from the local authorities. City Management Officer Chen Jiaping said the operation of the wall was originally illegal.
You should file an application before the operation and take necessary measures to prevent such potential safety hazards. We are supportive of anything that represents positive energy, but it should operate in a legal and proper way.
Until a meeting with the program operators, the local authorities had planned to shut down the program completely. Jiang Zhaowen is from the management of the sub-district where the underground tunnel is located. He attended a meeting to discuss the problem, held right after the Spring Festival holiday.
Law enforcement authorities had suggested the wall should be shut down. That's indeed the simplest and most efficient solution, and would not have caused any trouble. But it's more important to show tolerance and encouragement, and provide support and guidance when facing such emerging matters.
At the meeting, it was agreed that the wall operators will take charge of collecting and cleaning the donated clothing and to make sure the supply at the wall was sufficient, while the sub-district administration will provide places to store excess donations. It's also hoped that providing alternative places for clothes donation and distribution will help prevent the passageway from being overcrowded again. Ye Pingna is another initiator of the program. She is eager to solicit more support from members of the public.
We hope people from every walk of the society can show support to ensure the wall can play its role as anticipated.
In the latest development, the local authorities say they are planning to form a special team to help promote the program and will open more kindness walls if this first one proves to be a success. For CRI, this is Li Jianhua.